Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, February 15th, and this is LAX Council 12 Volunteer Steve Thomas reporting. Our merger and negotiations town hall meetings will go international beginning February 16th in Frankfurt, which will be our 11th town hall meeting to date. Representatives from our negotiating committee and from our United Master Executive Council, the MEC, will conduct these meetings. We will discuss the status of our Section 6 negotiations, as well as our recent filing with the National Mediation Board, the NMB, for a determination of Single Transportation System, an STS. We will also discuss the upcoming union representation election, seniority integration, and the timeline expected for the operational integration anticipated in 2012. The meeting schedule will be Frankfurt on February 16th, London on February 17th, Narita on February 23rd, and conclude in Hong Kong on February 24th. We encourage all of our members to come out and participate in the meetings. Check out our website for more specifics on times and locations. Flight attendants at AirTran Airways, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants CWA, began picketing yesterday, February 14th, in Atlanta at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. In September of 2010, Southwest Airlines announced it would buy AirTran Airways. In a show of solidarity, the flight attendants at Southwest Airlines joined their counterparts at AirTran for the picketing event. AirTran's 2,200 flight attendants have been in talks with their management since early 2008, and the National Mediation Board recently came on scene to mediate the talks in January of 2011. AirTran's flight attendants stated that if their mediated talks held the week of January 31st, 2011 didn't produce a tentative agreement, that they would follow through on their promise to picket 6 cities in 6 weeks. Representatives from AFA at AirTran indicated that flight attendants had sacrificed for too long to make their airline profitable, and it's time to negotiate improvements. The show of support from Southwest flight attendants demonstrates that when we stand together in solidarity, we can all do better. The entire industry as a whole needs to do better by flight attendants. We've waited too long for our shared rewards, all while management richly rewards themselves. We need to come together as flight attendants against management and stand strong in achieving our collective priorities. Please support our fellow flying partners at AirTran. If you are able to picket in any of the 6 cities, please come out and join them. More information can be found at our website. On Monday, February 14th, 2011, our contractually provided profit-sharing payments were made to our 401k accounts for U.S.-based flight attendants eligible for this plan. For London-based flight attendants who are not eligible for the 401k plan, your payment will be made to your AFA-negotiated U.K. stakeholder plan. You can access the Fidelity Investments resources via the Useful Websites link from our AFA website to check and confirm your distribution of your profit-sharing payment to your 401k plan by United. AFA-represented internationally-based flight attendants who are domiciled at Frankfurt, Hong Kong, or Narita and who do not receive company contributions to the U.S. Flight Attendant 401k plan will receive their profit sharing through the normal payroll process. The floor rate will be applied based on particular currency. United has advised us that flight attendants at Frankfurt Narita, who have received the profit-sharing payment into their Citibank accounts, should include these funds in the 16th of the month wire transfer to their personal bank account, at which time the floor rate adjustment will apply. The company does not see a need for an additional wire transfer allocation for the profit-sharing payment. In addition, we've learned that due to the unique method in which taxes are collected at Frankfurt, no taxes were withheld from the profit-sharing payment. Instead, taxes were withheld from the 16th of the month regular paycheck if there was one. If there was no 16th of the month paycheck, or the 16th of the month paycheck was not sufficient to cover the taxes, any remaining amount will be collected from the next subsequent paycheck or paychecks. This is the same method of collecting taxes that was used in distributing the profit sharing in 2007. Profit sharing was negotiated during our last Section 1113 negotiations in bankruptcy as one of the ways to mitigate the sacrifices we were forced to make. Let's be clear. We've earned every penny of the profit sharing payments. It was through our hard work and commitment that these profits were even possible. However, this payment does not in any way make up for the compensation increases and work rule improvements that we have earned over the past 8 years working under a bankruptcy-forced concessionary contract. Through the Section 6 process, AFA is negotiating on our behalf based on the priority set by the membership for the pay increases and contractual improvements we deserve. After all, we've earned it. Our contract provides for certain provisions when you are called upon to perform jury duty. Section 4N states that you will receive full pay and credit, and in addition, after 5 or more consecutive days of jury duty or combination of flight duty and jury duty, the flight attendant will be guaranteed 2 additional days off with pay. There are no negotiation sessions scheduled for this week, and our negotiating committee is on the road addressing members' concerns at merger and town hall meetings. AFA stands ready to negotiate outside our mediation schedule to discuss the issues you have determined are important. However, management continues to refuse our offer. Even though our mediator at the National Mediation Board, Mr. John Livingood, determines when and where we will meet for the mediation sessions along with the agenda, the parties are not prohibited from meeting outside the mediation schedule. Look for your copy of our latest Negotiations and You newsletter that should be arriving at your home this week. A more comprehensive review on negotiations is available every Friday in the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network Fan Update. Become a part of the fan by signing up through the form on unitedafa.org in the negotiations section or by contacting your local council. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.